Is the time finally right for a Friends reboot? The one where they all come back and make another series. Friends have been calling for it since the final episode aired in 2004, but now we hear the cast had all met up at Courteney Cox's house. Add to that the fact that for a second year, it's the most streamed show in the UK. And Friends merchandise is selling a big number in high street stores. Does that mean it's come time for a comeback? There's no denying there could be a market for a Friends reboot right now. We have just had the 25th anniversary, and Netflix hosting of the series has brought it to a whole new audience. Hello to those who are too young to get the jokes first time around. Even the fact that certain aspects of the show haven't aged so well hasn't done much to dent its enduring popularity. In the UK, it gets more streamed than any other show, and earlier this year, a British survey named as it the most popular program for young people. Scott Bryan, TV critic and co-host of BBC Sounds Must Watch podcast, says there is a huge appetite for it. The timing can't be any more right, he says. The multi-million pound deal Netflix signed for showed just how much interest they. But Warner Brothers TV studios who made Friends told Radio 1 Newsbeat, "This isn't really a revival for us, as the shows have been consistently on air in the UK, first time in Channel 4 and E4, and then Comedy Central." A big seller. So if the viewing figures aren't enough to convince the producers, how about the sales of Friends merchandise? On the high street, you can hardly move for "How you doing?" hoodies, or the one where it seemed like a good idea to buy this t-shirts. H&M is the latest in a long line of fashion chains selling Friends branded clothing. They told us it's been a big seller for them. Chloe Cullen is a retail analyst at Global Data. Her job is to look at what is trending on clothing shops. She says a lot of retailers are jumping onto the trend for all things Friends. H&M do it. I think Topshop has done it. ASOS has also done fun stuff here before. People still watch it every day. It shows that it doesn't really age. A rare reunion. So the big question is, might the cast be up for it? Hopes were raised when Courteney Cox shared a picture of herself on Sunday with Jennifer Aniston and Matt Hasselbeck, alongside with caption, "A rare night and I love it." The excitement peaked when Jennifer Aniston revealed that next day in an interview with US radio legend Howard Stern that actually all six of them had met up. "We just had dinner this week on Saturday night," she said. "The whole gang, everyone was there. Could it be any more exciting?" Turns out, yes, it probably could. Jennifer Aniston went on, downplayed the idea that reunion could mean a reboot. "It's just Swiss Ming was in town," the actress explained, "and we all happened to have a window of time, so we all got together." Asked directly if she would be prepared to do reunion show where everyone is older, she quickly dismissed it. "I really think that there's an idea if there's a reboot of a show, it wouldn't be even close to being as good as what it was. It would ruin it." To be fair, it wasn't a straight up no, but TV critic Scott Bryan thinks it is still unlikely to happen. "The biggest issue is the stars," he says. "They have spent their careers trying to move on. You never want to be known as a one-trick pony." He also thinks a reboot would be a big risk. If his show returns, it can't survive on nostalgia alone. That will dry up pretty quick. It has to have a storyline and characters that reflect 2019. Ultimately, it is down to the creators of the shows to decide whether they make the new episode, and it seems they haven't been persuaded by the Friends revival. When Martha Kaufman and David Crane was asked their thoughts on the Tribeca TV Festival in September, the answer was still the same. "We will not be doing a reunion show. We will not be doing a reboot."